everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf and Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Tony Wendorf and Associates. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf and Associates, Keller Williams helps people make their own big moves every single day. Trusted knowledge, superior service, they're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, make the move and get in touch with Tony Wendorf and Associates. Hey, Schefty, long time no see. It was fun hanging out with you at the NFL draft. Did you enjoy yourself in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it was an enjoyable experience. The city did a great job of hosting the draft. Everybody very warm, gracious. I don't know if I mentioned this Wednesday night, but I was so concerned about my fashion choice, Jen. I've been so cold in other previous drafts. I think I did mention that to you, right? You got to hear the end of the story. So, again, I think as somebody who went to school in Michigan and Northwestern, the coldest experiences I've ever had in my life were at the draft in Chicago, Cleveland, and Green Bay. Like, I couldn't have been any colder. I was determined not to be cold in Pittsburgh this year. I checked the long range forecast, didn't look great. Went out and got a heavy gray jacket, a black sweater underneath it. And you know how hot it was there on Wednesday. We're going through rehearsal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
my
God.
70s walking around Pittsburgh.
It was 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Sun's beating down. And I'm like, I can't wear it. I can't do it. So Thursday, we were walking to our 10:30 meeting. I left the hotel at 10 o'clock. And there was a men's shop that I bumped into along the walk called Larimore's. So I stopped in Larimore's and I'm like, do you have anything? And they had stuff, nice stuff.
They had stuff.
And I bought a sport coat and a tie. I said, I need this altered and tailored in an hour. So I've never had it where I bought my draft night outfit on the morning of the draft. Oh, by the way, I was not the only person to have done that in that store. You know who else did that in that store? Went in there and got an outfit for that night.
Is this the story I told you about Ty Simpson?
Ty Simpson.
Because I saw him in the dressing room. I was telling Gabe this yesterday during the break. So I was asked to do a documentary on Nightline on Fernando Mendoza. And I needed a jacket as well because I had only brought stuff for the event that we went to on Wednesday night and then the draft on Thursday. And then I was getting my, you know, self out of Dodge. So I popped over to Larimore's, bought a jacket, bought a nice coat as well. And while I was there, Ty Simpson and his gang were trying on a suit. And his agent, and I told Gabe this, said, hey, just so you know, there's like three other guys at the hotel who don't have their outfits for tomorrow night's draft either. And I said, well, that's the difference between dudes and girls, because I had my outfits for the things I knew I had picked out weeks in advance. And y'all are rolling into Pittsburgh going, I'll figure something out.
I had my outfit picked out well in advance, too. It was for Antarctica, not the Pittsburgh.
Adam, speaking of Ty Simpson, he seemed to be the stretch of the draft. Didn't seem like Sean McVay was all too happy about the selection. Can you tell us any more? I mean, yeah, I get it, because we kind of went through the same thing with Jordan Love, where we had a Super Bowl-ready team.
Correct.
And I think people wanted another piece, and they wind up, you know, it turned out to be a great pick, but it's a pick you can't use that upcoming year. It kind of looked like Sean McVay was thinking the same thing.
You know, I kind of view drafting a quarterback in the first round for a playoff caliber team, Super Bowl contender, and the Rams right now, I think, are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. It's akin to kind of buying an insurance when you don't need it. You're like, What do I need this for? I don't need, like, I'm young. I don't need this insurance, right? And then all of a sudden, there's an issue later on. Ah, I'm so glad I have this insurance, right? The Packers, were they glad they did it in the end? Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm.
Were they glad at the time? No. And in this particular case, Sean McVay didn't come off happy because I think he was intentionally trying to control his emotions. And he was trying to do that so that he was not being disrespectful to Matthew Stafford. Like, there are a lot of ways to go about this. They went out of their way to call not only Matthew Stafford on Thursday to let him know that they plan to take Ty Simpson, but they even called Stetson Bennett to let him know that they were taking Ty Simpson. Mm-hmm. And again, I always go back to my Broncos days. In the early 90s, the Broncos were drafting UCLA quarterback Tommy Maddox in the first round. And not only did the Broncos not call John Elway, I remember, where'd you find out, John? He was at the baggage claim in Palm Springs at the airport there. Somebody walked up like, hey, what do you think of the Broncos taking Tommy Maddox? He didn't know. That's how he found out. And I think in this day and age, coaches, especially the ones that have great relationships with their players, they go out of their way to make sure that they try to appease them. The analogy I used this morning on Sportsmanlike Radio, I said, it's sort of like, Jen, if you're going out with your girlfriends, you have four great girlfriends, and you can only take two of them to a concert, and you're going to post pictures of you going to this concert with these two girls, those other two girls are going to be a little insulted that you didn't include them, right? So maybe you'll be a little bit muted. Maybe you won't post. Maybe you won't have as much public fun as you might have. And I almost feel like that's the NFL equivalent. Sean McVay's trying not to flaunt that they just drafted the quarterback of the future that they think. He's trying to be respectful to his MVP that we didn't do anything here to try to step on your grave or anything like that. We're just trying to take care of this franchise, which is their job. And that's what they did. They felt like they were taking a quarterback for the future, but it doesn't reflect great on Matthew.
A lot of trades in that first round, too, Shefty, as Adam Schefter joins us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Smart 18. Whether it's HVAC, sheet metal, or welding, Smart 18 members are trained to be the best in the business with top-tier wages, unbeatable benefits, and lifelong career support. It's not just a job, it's a career. Learn more at smart18.org. Start building your future today. Were you surprised at the amount of trades that happened, including a couple of trades that happened interdivision in the first round, where teams were trading with their division rivals to either move up or down?
You know, I didn't see the number of trades that the first round actually finished up with, the actual number.
I think it was 8.
Wow. That's so Brett Veach was right, and I was not. Like, I did not see that many coming. But it wasn't a lot of huge trades. It was like people manipulating the board, right? That's what it was.
Cowboys moving up one, things like
right,
that.
Right. Yeah. And so, and I guess you're always going to get some of that in the draft. The Eagles and Cowboys, it was reminiscent of the draft – the great draft 5 or so years ago, where the Cowboys and Eagles swapped spots and the Cowboys drafted a pass rusher, Micah Parsons, and the Eagles took a wide receiver in Devontae Smith. And this time they swapped spots again and the Eagles took a wide receiver in Mekhi Lemon and the Cowboys took a pass rusher in Malachi Lawrence. So it really, it played out again. And when you are determined to get your guy, it doesn't matter who you're doing business with. The Cowboys and 49ers have made a couple of trades this offseason for a couple of players. So, again, if something helps your team and it helps the other, that's the way it goes.
Adam, which was your favorite pick? Don't just throw a number out there like, what's your perfect date, April 25th? No, like, which guy went
all
to the best fit?
Check.
Thank you. Miss Congeniality over here. Which guy do you think went to the best spot? Like, which were you like, that makes sense, and it's going to be great, and he's going to have a chance to really succeed and produce immediately.
Oh. Let's see. I just think this. I didn't view players going to – it's a great spot for Ty Simpson, frankly, to be honest with you, if you want to go there. Like, he doesn't have to be rushed onto the field. He gets to learn that offense around Sean. Like, that's awesome for him. Yeah, I think there were a bunch of teams that did really, the Raiders did exceptionally well. I was on the phone with a GM last night. He's like, man, the Raiders killed it in this draft. Like, I feel like the Raiders had an exceptional draft. The Cowboys did well. The Browns did well. There were some teams that I thought really stood out.
Adam, did Pavia's mouth keep him from getting drafted?
You know, I met him a few weeks ago. I liked him. He's a nice kid. He is like that. Like, he's outspoken. Jen knows him, I'm sure, far better than I do. But that guy can play. Like, I give him a chance. I think these teams should be giving him a chance, and the Ravens are giving him a chance. And by the way, their minicamp is this weekend, and there are other teams the weekend after that have minicamps that also would like to invite him if the Ravens don't sign him. So it sounds like he's going to have some options to at least show these teams that he's worthy, and we'll see whether or not he can get it done. But something, you know, by the way, he's almost my size. Nobody's offered me a job to play quarterback, but he's certainly deserving in my mind. You know, it could be a few different.
Is Baker Mayfield a good comp? Personality and play?
It might be.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter,
I like guys like that. I mean, I played with a knucklehead like that. That kind of did some crazy stuff, so.
Adam Schefter brought to us by the Island Resort and Casino, premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee. With everything you like to do in one awesome location, visit islandresortandcasino.com. Book your total experience today. So, Schefty, I know June 1st is lingering out there. You mentioned the Eagles. They drafted a wide receiver. Yeah. Kind of signals that the report that you had earlier last week of A.J. Brown's days seemingly being numbered in Philadelphia seems to be coming to fruition. But is there anybody else that's still out there in terms of free agents that you're expecting to sign? Or do you think it's going to be a relatively quiet time now in the NFL offseason until we start getting to mini camps and OTAs?
Well, again, what I would say is I think we've entered a quieter time of the year. I've come to learn with this league, it's never fully quiet. There's always something going on. And there are certainly enough players out there that warrant some attention. You look at the list of wide receivers. Odell Beckham Jr. is visiting with the Giants again today. Juwan Jennings is out there. DeAndre Hopkins is out there. Stephon Diggs is out there. There are players that are still out there. There's headlines there still waiting to happen. And there'll be things that happen that we can't even forecast that take up the news cycle. But yeah, we're entering a quieter period in the NFL calendar where hopefully things are a little calm for the next 2 months.
What's going to happen with Ayuk?
They're going to continue to wait and see if they get something back. I don't think they'll be able to. And my guess would be that at some point before training camp to release him. That'd be my guess, but we'll see how it plays out.
Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you again really soon.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great week.
That's Adam Schefter. We love having him here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy a day early. So if you were planning on your Adam Schefter time tomorrow, well, you just missed it.
Oh, just go to the ESPN Wisconsin app and listen back to Adam Schefter.
Perfect. Take a break. Roll on right after this.